This week's Haftarah, Parshas Vayechi, we read about Yoav ben Tzruya and David's last instructions to his son Shlomi. A very difficult thing because normally people put to death are usually bad people. Yoav ben Tzruya is one of the greatest Jews that ever lived. An amazing personality. And yet, this week's Haftarah, we read about a death sentence he was given, which is, so first we're going to start with the positive side of Yoav ben Tzruya. Starting from a Gemara in Sanhedrin. The Gemara in Sanhedrin, Daf Mem Tes Amar Aleph, says, Amar Rabbi Abba Bar Kahna, Il Mole David, if not of David, Lo Osa Yoav Milchama. Yoav would not have succeeded in the wars. The whole 40 years of David's rule, it was thanks to Yoav's security that things were doing really well in Eretz Yisrael. Only because David was learning Torah was Yoav successful in the battle. If not of Yoav doing the battles, le'osak David b'Torah, David would not have been able to study Torah. The truth is, David himself was quite a good general, and he had been the general in Shaul's army, and yet David gave over the military to Yoav, and David himself sat and learned Torah. The Ksiv, it says in a pasuk, "Vayehi David oise mishpat utzdaka lechol ami." David was doing judgment and charity and tzedakah for the whole nation. So David spent his life doing amazing good things, learning Torah, judging people, giving charity, helping people. V'yoyav ben Tzruya al Hatzavo, and Yoav ben Tzruya, just to mention that Tzruya was David's sister, so Yoav, as well as his two brothers, Avishai and Asoel, also amazing warriors, are all David's nephews, and Yoav is in charge of the army. Matam David oisem mishpat utztaka lechol amai. Why is David able to do justice and charity to his whole nation? Mishum de Yoav al Hatzavo, only because Yoav is in charge of the army. And in the days of David, everything went very smooth. David is able to dedicate his life. I just muted everyone, but you can unmute yourself if you have something important to say. So again, why is David able to spend his life studying Torah and doing good things and judging? Only because Yoav is running the army. Umatam Yoav al Hatzava, why is Yoav so successful in the army? Mishum de David oisem mishpat utzedaka lechol ami, because David brings justice and charity to his whole nation. So there's an amazing partnership going on between David and Yoav. A medrash tanchuma in Parshas Shoftim. Amar Rabbi Lazar ben Pedos, il mole sitnoi shel Yoav, if not of the prosecution of Yoav. Yoav, besides that he was the defense minister, the general, he also managed the country. And if there was a Jew who defied authority, Yoav was in charge of law enforcement. If Yoav was not in charge of law enforcement, David could not be a judge. David was an amazing judge. Everything was always fair. But that was only because of Yoav's law enforcement. V'chein hu oimer, and so there's a pasuk that says, "Vayehi David oisem mishpat utzdaka lechol amai." David makes judgment and charity for his whole nation. Why? Because the Yoav ben Tzruya al Hatzava, Yoav's in charge of the army. Now, v'chi David v'Yoav shoiftim hoyu, were David and Yoav both judges? Yoav's not a judge. Elakol mi she'enei shei me'al ledayon. David had a whole team of judges, and if you didn't obey the judgment, there was a police enforcement. And in charge of the police enforcement was Yoav. Meisrin oisei biyad Yoav, they would call Yoav, dingaling Yoav, you take care of it. Ulmeitzian mimeno bal karchai, and Yoav would make sure that one of his men would take away by force, and therefore all laws were enforced. So David was only an amazing judge that he was, and had an amazing team of judges, because of Yoav's amazing law enforcement. Now, there is an amazing Gemara which the Rebbe quoted more than once. The Rebbe quoted this Gemara because the 20th day of Av is the yard site of Reb Levi Yitzchak Schneerson, the Rebbe's father. And the Rebbe, and the 20th of Av is mentioned one time in Tanakh, in correction, in Mishnayos. The Esrim Boy, on the 20th day of Av, there were 9 days a year. It says in the Mishnah, in Masechta Tainis, that 9 days a year they brought a Karban Eitzim. What is a Karban Eitzim? When they first built the second Beis HaMikdash, there was a shortage of wood, and there were 9 families who donated wood on various days, and they made it that every single year these 9 families would donate wood. So Esrim Bay, the 20th day of Av, B'nei Pachas Moyov ben Yehuda. Pachas Moyov, the descendant of Yehuda. Now, interesting name, Pachas Moyov ben Yehuda. Tana, we learned, who is Pachas Moyov ben Yehuda? Hein b'nei David ben Yehuda. These are descendants of David HaMelech. Why is David HaMelech called Pachas Moyov? Because he was a leader of the Jewish people who comes from Moyov. Divrei Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Yossi, Yomer, Rabbi Yossi says, Hein b'nei Yoyov ben Tzruya. They were descendants of Yoyov ben Tzruya, who again was a descendant of Moyov, who was in had a position of authority. He was a pachas. He has this position of authority. He was the general in charge of defense, in charge of law enforcement. The Rebbe explains on this in Likutei Sichas that it's not a machlokes if this family came from David or from Yoyov. It is certainly that they were descendants of David and of Yoyov. The question is, what motivated them to bring the Karban Eitzim on the 20th of Av, which we're soon going to see why it's so special to bring the Karban Eitzim on the 20th of Av and on the 20th of Elul. Be'esrim, the next bit of Gemara in Tainus, Be'esrim Be'elul, on the 20th of Elul, B'nei Odin ben Yehuda. And again, Tanu Rabbanan, who is this Odin ben Yehuda? Hein b'nei David ben Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says it's descendants of David HaMelech. Rabbi Yossi again says it's descendants of Yoav ben Tzruya. So both the 20th of Av and the 20th of Elul is a family that are descendants of David and of Yoav. And the question is, the merit that motivated this family to give this Karban Eitzim, was it the merit of David HaMelech or was it the merit of the general Yoav? Why is the 20th of Av? There are 9 days that a Karban Eitzim was brought, but of all of them, we make the biggest deal of the 20th of Av and the 20th of Elul. Why? So there's a Gemara in Tainus that says, B'chamisha osar b'av ve'elech, from the 15th of Av and onward, Toshash koicha shel chama, the sun would get weakened in the northern hemisphere. The end of June, July is the strongest part of the summer. By the 15th of Av, starts cooling off the sun. They stop the cutting the wood for the mizbeach lafisha einon yaveshim because they're not fully dry. And Taisva says there'll be some worms in the wood, and any wood with worms is not acceptable for the mizbeach. So the Rebbe points out in Likutei Sichas Chelek Daled that these families that donated on the 20th of Av and the 20th of Elul were donating something that was irreplaceable because you couldn't get wood of that quality anymore. If you would cut new wood, it would have worms in it. But the wood that was cut from before the 15th of Av had no worms. So these two families donated something that was irreplaceable. And the question is, which merit motivated these families? And Rabbi Meir is of the opinion it was because they are descendants of David HaMelech, and Rabbi Yossi says because they are descendants of Yoav ben Tzruya, David's nephew and general and commander of the armed force and enforcement of law. Now in Likut Yisichas Chelek Daled, the Rebbe on a Chofa Farengen gives an amazing explanation why Rabbi Meir is of the, again, the Rebbe explains that these people are descendants both of David and of Yoav. The question is, in which merit motivated them? Rabbi Meir, the Rebbe says, is Miloshein Oir. Meir, he gives light. Rabbi Meir is from the word light. L'maylam min ha'oylam, higher than the world, or higher than the helam oylam, the concealment of the world. Reb Meir is a person who lives with light. Lochein his aseg ben lahat. Therefore, Rabbi Meir was involved with great enthusiasm in the bitul sheba Torah. Rabbi Meir is totally dedicated to study Torah, but not just to study Torah, but to see Hashem's shine in everything in Torah. Rabbi Meir, he shines. Actually, there's a Gemara that says that in the Sefer Torah of Rabbi Meir, generally, when Hashem made garments for Adam and Chava, it says he made kosnois oir, he made shirts of leather. However, oir is spelled ayin vav reish. However, the Gemara brings that in Rabbi Meir Sefer Torah, the word oir was spelled with an aleph, oir light. And it's explained in Mefarshim that in Rabbi Meir Sefer Torah, Rabbi Meir was a man of total light, and therefore by him, everything shined in an amazing way. Just to mention for those who are following up from the Shiur next week, of last week rather, where we did discuss that Rabbi Meir was a son or grandson of Niroin, who was the general who was on his way to destroy the Beis HaMikdash and did teshuva and was Megayer the last minute. But anyway, Rabbi Meir was totally oir, and therefore he finds the main thing is the greatness of David HaMelech, who was a Jew, who sat and learned day and night. David spent his whole night, Chatzais Laila Okam. He got up every night at midnight and spent the whole second half of the night studying Torah. Rabbi Yossi, on the other hand, the Rebbe explains, and the name Yossi is spelled Yud Vav Samech Yud. The gematria of the name Yossi is 86. Yud is 10, Vav is 6, Samech is 60, Yud is 10, gematria 86. The same gematria as the name of Hashem Elikim, Elikim with a hey, is also 86. And that's brought in Zohar, Chelek Gimel. It says that Rabbi Yossi, Yossi and Elikim have the same gematria, which it says in many Svarim that the word Elikim is gematria hateva. The word hateva, the nature, hey, tes, veis, ayin, also has a numerical value of 86. So Rabbi Yossi is more into nature, more involved with the world. Lochein hisla aseg ben lahat. Rabbi Yossi was involved in great enthusiasm about the mila of war to protect the Jewish people, to enforce law, vavodas habirurim, purifying and making the world a better place, which Yoav is much more involved in the world, and David is much more involved in the spiritual. So this is how the Rebbe explains the machlokes Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yossi, that the question is the greatness of this family or these two families on the 20th of Av and the 20th of Elul, who donated a carbon etzim that was irreplaceable, is it because they are descendants of David, which is the opinion of Rabbi Meir, who focuses on the Oir, or is it because of their descendants of Yoav, who focuses on Teva, on purifying and refining the world? So from all these things so far, we see that Yoav is an amazing Jewish leader. We have a Medrash Tanchuma on Vayetze, where the Medrash Tanchuma says, Melamed shehikbitz HaKadosh Baruch Hu es Haaretz, Hashem gave kfitzas haderech. Kfitzas haderech is that you're heading to a destination and you can achieve the getting there, getting to your destination in record speed, which is physically impossible without miracles. And this was achieved both Yoav, who was the commander-in-chief of David's army, his brother Avishai, who was the second in command, and the whole Tzvah HaMelchama. And David's army, led by Yoav and his brother Avishai, would sometimes cover distances in record speed in miraculous ways. Again, we see Yoav having a tremendous control over what happens in the world. Another Gemara in Sanhedrin, which tells us the greatness of Yoav. There is a pasuk that says when Yoav dies or is killed, it says, Vayikover beveisoi bamidbar. He was buried in his house in the desert. Now that's weird. Yoav didn't live in the desert. He lived in a house. I'm sure he lived in a city. Ato beisoi midbar, who the Gemara in Sanhedrin asks, was Yoav's house a desert? Amarav Yehuda Amarav, his house was kim midbar. His house was like a desert. Ma midbar mufkar lakoil, just like the midbar was open to all. Af beisoi shel Yoav mufkar lakoil. Yoav had an open door policy. If there was a poor person, whoever wanted to come to Yoav's house to get money, to get a free meal, Yoav had an open door policy. His tzedakah that he gave, his hospitality that his house gave. He was at war wherever, but his household was under instruction that any poor person that comes gets food, gets money, gets whatever he needs. We look after the poor people. Yoav in charity was of the top people of his generation. So Yoav is an amazing personality in law enforcement, in dedication to battle, and allowing David to study Torah. Dover Acher, another explanation the Gemara in Sanhedrin brings. Kimidbar, like a desert. Ma midbar minuka migezel varayas. In the desert, there's no stealing. Why there's no stealing? You can take whatever you want. Yoav's finances were 100% clean. Today you have politicians and they question, there's an allegation against this politician, again, allegation against this politician in many financial issues. Yoav's house, just like no one would say that anybody in the desert stole anything, there's nobody to steal it from. Yoav's was clean financially. All his finance was above board. No one ever had any allegation of Yoav taking a cent that's not his. So hospitality, giving money, giving food to everyone, taking something illegally, never. And then va'arayas, prohibited relationships. Yoav was a person whose eyes never wandered improperly. Yoav would never look at another woman other than his wife. So Yoav was a very holy man. His house was totally clean from theft. There's another pasuk. When Yoav captures Ir David, what's known as Mitzudas Siyon, and it says over there, the Yoav Yechaya es Shar Ha'ir. Yoav brought life to the other people of the city. So Rashi and Mitzudas on the Tanakh speak about that he fortified Mitzudas Siyon. He fortified Ir David. But the Gemara in Sanhedrin says, Amar Rav Yehuda, afilu meinino v'tzachanto toim paris lehu. These are hard words. So first of all, I took the English and then we got Rashi. The English from Sepharia says, and Yaakov kept alive the rest of the city. Rav Yehuda says, not only would Yoav feed the poor, but he would give them treats, types of small fish. They would lack for nothing. So Yoav, he captures a city. He makes sure in a time of battle, the city is chaos. He wants to make sure that every poor person who lives in the city, and I guess everybody who lived in the city, Jew, not Jew, Yoav made sure that everybody should have every delicacy they needed. They would lack for nothing. Rashi says, "Meinina v'tzachnecha, toim afilu dvarim dakim vanugim." Even things which were fancy delicacies, Yoav made sure that if he's got it, every single person in the city should have it available. Toim shoyotoyim, whatever he would eat, the best food that he would eat, he would make sure that all the people in the city would get the equivalent level of food. Okay. Next piece, Rashi says, "Paris lehu, he mishaleach lam lemizaynos laniyos laniyim shal ir." He would make sure to supply food, abundant delicacies of food, to all the poor people in a city. Yoav would capture a city. He makes sure that every poor person in that city has everything he needs, including delicacies. The word "paris," Rashi says, like pras, when you take from the Beis Hamelech, from the king's palace, and this pasuk in Divrei Hayomim, when David captured Mitzudas Siyon. Yoav, besides, makes sure that the city is fortified and in good Jewish hands. He made sure that every poor person in the city, Jewish, not Jewish, has every delicacy he desires. So Yoav is an amazing straight person, an amazing kind person, straight, generous. There's a medrash in Psikta Rabba. Now, when David wanted to count the Jewish people, and Yoav tried very hard to discourage him, Amar Yoav, Yoav says to David, "Minyan shehu letzoydech, if there's a need that you need to count the Jewish people, then it's okay, ain't by chesaron, and there's a way to count, Ashiya Samecha, however, you count through Matzah Shekel. But minyan sheinei letzoydech, if you're not, there's no need for your counting. Yesh by chesaron, it has a tremendous problem. Don't count the Jewish people. Vatamaitzei, you find that Yoav was a chacham. Yoav was a brilliant man, besides that he was an amazing law enforcer. amazing kind person, amazing tzaddik. He was also a person who was Yoishev Roishoy Shel Sanhedrin. He was the leadership of the Sanhedrin. As it says, Hoya Yoishev B'Sheves Tachmoni. He was sitting amongst the wise. Who Hoya Yoyev refers to Yoyev? He was Godel Batoira. Yoyev was great in Toira. And Gibor B'Milchama. He was also very strong in battle. There's still all learning about the greatness of Yoyev before we learn about the controversial Laftoira. In Tehillim, Perek Yud Ches Pasuk Lamed, David says, Ki b'cha oretz gedud, because with you, I would chase a group of soldiers, uveilikayin, with Hashem's help, adalik shur, I jumped over a wall. What is the story of David jumping the wall? Rashi brings, veilikay adalik shur, with the help of Hashem, David says, I jumped the wall. The story was, kishehibon leilochem al yavus. When David came to fight Yavus, which is the area today known as Ir David, the Omar, and he said, Komake Yavusi, whoever captures this area of Ir David, of Yavus, of Mitzrayim, Yiyah L'Roishu Nassar, he will be the commander-in-chief of the army. Yoav was already a leading general, but whoever it was who captures Yavus becomes the commander-in-chief. Hevi Yoav B'Roish Ranon, Yoav brought a certain branch of a tree, V'Kofefei, he took a tree, and he bent over a branch, boy, and he hung himself on by the tree. And he climbed up on the wall. He climbed the wall. Elsewhere, the Medrash says he climbed on David. Amar David Yahomeini Tzadik. David asks Hashem, he begs Hashem that he wants to be able to follow and get over the wall as well. However, David was not athletic as Yoav. Yoav was quite an amazing person. He was able to, as we'll soon see, a medrash, stand on David's head, catch onto a branch, jump over the wall. David couldn't do these things. Hashem made the wall shorter, and he jumped the wall, David as well, the medrash tilling. So we see that Yoav and David going together, jumping the wall together, Yoav through his athletics and David through his tefillos. And we have the Medrash Tilim or Medrash Shechar Tov, it's known. Ki b'cha oretz gedud, Reb Chiya b'shem Reb Levi says, when David tells the Jewish people to make the war with the people of Yavus, he begins to say, whoever strikes the Yavus will be the Reish and the Sar. What did Yoav do? He took this tree, this Bereish, ran on moist, and he put it on the side of the wall and bent over the edge of the tree. It should be soft. And David held on to him, and David holding on, and Yoav holding on to David. V'kofatz Yoav al Reish David. Yoav stood up on David's head. V'nitle b'Reish, and he was able to hang on to the tree. V'dileg al achayim, and jumped on the wall. Amar David, so David said, Yehomeini tzadik chesed v'yichayini, may Hashem help me, rebuke me, but Hashem should achieve that I should be able to do the same. There's a tefillah possible. Chapter there where David is asking Hashem to obey all his tefillos. What did Hashem do? He shortened the wall, and David went right after Yoav, as it says, Ben Likaya Dalek Shur. So we see David and Yoav as best of closest people fighting together to capture Eretz Yisrael. Yoav making sure David can enforce law, can study Torah, could do things correctly. So we have David and Yoav as an amazing team. Suddenly we come to this week's Haftorah, and we read the most unusual last instruction of David. And in this week's Haftorah, Melachim Aleph Perek Beis, the Haftorah of Parsha V'Yichi. Vayikrivu Yemei David Lomos, David's days come close to die. Vayitzavas Shlomo b'nei Lamer, he commands his son Shlomo, he tells him, Anoichi Hoylech B'derech Kol Ha'oretz, I am going in the way of all people, I'm going to die, every human being dies. Shlomo at this time is very young, he's 12 years old. When he's taking over the kingdom, he has brothers who are 20, 30 years his senior. V'chazakta v'hayisal ish, you should be strong and be a man. And v'shamarta es mishmeres Hashem elikecha, you should guard the guarding of Hashem. Mitzudas David explains everything in this pasuk. The guarding of Hashem, Mitzudas David says, those are things that Hashem said to guard. Don't rely on your own understanding. Make sure to obey and do things the way Hashem says. Loleches bidrocha, to go in Hashem's ways, which Mitzudas David says, to be kind and merciful like Hashem. Lishmer chukaisav, guard Hashem's chukim, which are the mitzvahs that reasons were not given. Guard mitzvaisav, which are mitzvahs between man and Hashem. Mishpata, which are mitzvahs between man and another man. Veidvaisav, those are mitzvahs that testify about the miracles of Hashem like Shabbos and festivals. Kakosuv b'toiras Moshe. Do everything it says in the teachings of Moshe. L'man taskil, so you should be taskil, could either mean you'll be successful or you will be able to understand more. He's kol asher taseh. If you keep the Torah, you'll also understand what Hashem wants you to do in worldly things. Veis kol asher tifneh sham, and wherever you will turn, you will know what Hashem wants. Leman, he goes in Pasuk Dalet, and Hashem should fulfill his words that he promised, that if your children go in Hashem's ways, you will continuously have descendants of David on the throne of Israel. And here comes Pasuk Hey and Vav, the most controversial psukim, of the most controversial psukim. V'gam ato yodato, and you also know, Eis asher osa li Yoav ben Tzruya. You know what Yoav ben Tzruya did to me. Which we're soon going to see Rashi, how he also personally had a go at David. Asher osa lishnei sarei tzvois Yisrael. Yoav had killed two Jewish generals, Avner, which both were done for a reason, as we'll soon see. Avner ben Ner, who was the general of Shaul's army, and Amasa ben Yeser, who was also a nephew of David and the general of Avshalom's army, Avshalom when he made the rebellion. Vayahar game, and he killed them. He didn't kill them during a battle. Vayosem d'mei milchoma b'sholim. At a time of peace, he acted like he was in war. He killed people at the time of peace, and he killed two people in peaceful times. Vayitein d'mei milchoma, and he put the blood of war b'chagayrosay asher b'mosnov on the belt. And we're soon going to see in Rashi and in the Gemara how he put blood on his belt, ubinalei asher b'raglav, and on his feet. And we'll see in the Rashi and the Gemara on that as well. Rashi says, the main milchama b'sholim, shahoyon lahem sholim imay, they were at peace with him. V'lehoyon nishmarim imena, they weren't guarding themselves. You're talking to a friend in shul, you don't expect him to take a sword and kill you. He was talking to them, tight a discussion, different discussion, and boom, he killed him. Shahoyon lahem sholim imay, he was at peace. V'lehoyon nishmarim imena. He killed him. He used b'chagayrosay asher b'masnav. He used his belt. How did his belt help him kill Amasa? Shechagar charboi mutznedes al masnav shaloi kederach achaygrim. He tied his sword by his belt, not in a normal way, but say so in lekras Amasa. As he went to greet Amasa, he adjusted his belt to be loose. Upiyo lemata, the mouth of the sword was down, kedei sheitipo. He made it that as he's talking to Amasa, his sword will fall down. And it fell. His sword, he was in the middle of talking to Amasa, and his sword fell down. So Amasa is not suspicious. When his sword fell, and he took it. Amasa thought, he thought that Yoav picked up the sword to lift it up. Amasa was not careful from the sword. Amasa was an experienced warrior. If he would have suspected that Yoav would use the sword about it on him, he would know how to defend himself. But he trusted Yoav, and Yoav killed him with the sword that fell off his neck or his belt. And then when he killed Avner with the feet, with the shoe on his feet, how did he kill Avner with his shoe? So he says, as Avner. Avner was the general of Shaul and Ishbosheth. Harag be'arma, he killed him in trickery. He met Avner, and he has a friendly discussion with him. And he starts discussing Torah. Shesh'oloi, and he asks him a question. Tell me, Avner, I've been learning the dinim of chalitza. Gidemis, if there's a woman without, the din is by chalitza, the woman has to take off the shoe from her husband's brother. Gidemis, if she has no hands, hey, chalitzas. How does she do chalitza? The Torah doesn't say you have to have hands, but you have to be able to remove the shoe. K'mo shenemar, as it says, Vayateu Yoav el toich hashar. Yoav got Avner to come into the gate, L'dabarim itay basheli, to speak basheli. What is sheli? Sheli comes from the words shalno alecha, removal of the shoes. Tell me, Avner, how does a lady who's gidemis remove the shoe? And meanwhile, Avner bends down, and as Avner bends down, Yoav killed him. So again, he killed both Avner and Amasa with a trick. And therefore, David is telling his son Shlomo that you have to make sure that Yoav's ve'asi sokech chokhmasecha. Use your wisdom as to how to deal with Yoav. Yoav is a powerful man. Don't allow Yoav to go in peace to the grave. He should be killed. Rashi says, al tanicheu lomus misas atzmi. Do not allow him to die a peaceful death, because if he dies a peaceful death, he will fall into Gehenim. If you save him from a peaceful death and he has consequence for these actions with Avner and Amasa, then he will be spared Gehenim because he gets killed here for it. Now we're going to go to the Gemara in Sanhedrin, which discusses Shlomo's obeying his father's instruction, a very difficult instruction to have Yoav put to death. And Shlomo's right-hand man is Benayahu ben Yehoyada. Benayahu ben Yehoyada is one of the most amazing people in Tanakh. He's a person that it says in him, in Gemara Brachos, that there was no one in his level, both in the first Beis HaMikdash and in the second Beis HaMikdash. He was the head general, the head of the Sanhedrin. He also was a person who was tremendously resourceful. Benayahu ben Yehoyada is the one who captured Ashmedai to be able to get the Shamir worm. Benayahu ben Yehoyada is the one that Shlomo sent for on behalf of a Persian king to milk a lioness. So Benayahu was an amazing person. He took over and he was Shlomo's right-hand man. And Shlomo sent Benayahu on a mission to have Yoav killed. And he finds Yoav is holding on to Karnos HaMizbeach, the horns of the corners of the Mizbeach. And it says, Vayoshav Benayahu es HaMelech Dover Lamer. Benayahu answers the king, Koy Diber Yoav v'Koy Anoni. This is what Yoav said. This is what he answered me. Mashma Dover Vaniya Harbe. It sounds like he spoke and he answered. He said, it says in the Pasuk that he says, Keep Payomos, I want to die here. Because Shlomo tells him to leave the Karnes HaMizbeach, and he says, I want to die here. But what is he saying? He says, Tarti Loi Tiavidle. He says, you can't give me two punishments for the same crime. So Amar Le, Yoav tells Benayahu, Zil Eima Le, go tell Shlomo, David's son Shlomo, Tarti Loi Saavid Bahai Gabra. You cannot give me two. It's true. I killed Avner and Amasa, and you hold me guilty for it. You hold me guilty. You can't give me two punishments for the same crime. Now, when I had Avner killed, David cursed me. Ekotlessly, if he wants to have me killed for it, then remove the curse. Take the curse. It's not fair for the same crime to give me a curse and a death penalty. And if you cannot remove the curse, Shafkein leave me, let me remain with the curse. So Shlomo thinks about it. He says, you know, Yoav is right. It's not fair to give a person a death penalty and a curse for the same crime. By Yoimer Loi HaMelech, and the king says, King Shlomo says to Benayahu, Asay kasher diber, do what he said. What does it mean, do what he said? Yes, remove the curse. Ukevartai, and then bury him. So what do you mean, remove the curse? What happens to the curse? So now the curse which David cursed Yoav is now going on Shlomo, on David, on Shlomo. Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav, kol kloloi shekibel kilil, David es Yoav, all the curses that David had cursed Yoav. David gave Yoav approximately 6 curses. Niskaimu bizaroi shel David. All these curses, instead of happening to Yoav's children, happened to Shlomo's descendants, to David's descendants. Mipnei shekiblon Shlomo olam, because Shlomo accepted the curses. What are the 6 curses that David cursed Yoav when he killed Avner? He said, Al yikores mi beis Yoav, from the house of Yoav will be. Actually, maybe it's 5. Number 1, Zov. Zov is a flow which comes from a man, a flow of seed of some sort coming from a man, not the Keti. And from Yoav's descendants will be Zov, sickness called Zov, Mitzoyra, leprosy, Machzik, Bapelach, somebody has this trouble with their feet and they can't stand, they need to walk with a stick, Benoifel, Bacherev, killed by sword, Bechasar, Lechem, and lacking bread. So we have five curses. And all these curses now came, instead of coming on the descendants of Yoav, they all happened to the descendants of Shlomo. The first curse was Zov, and Shlomo, son Rechavam, had the sickness of Zov. As it says, Apostle Vamelech Rechavam, his amis lalis b'merkava longus Yerushalayim, he rushed to go up to the Merkava, the chariot, and by the Zov, it says, call him Merkav, so it's a Zeta Shava, that it, the word Merkav, Merkava, is used by Rechavam, which indicates that Rechavam got the sickness of Zov, which David had cursed Yoav that he would have the sickness, and the sickness was switched to happen to David's children instead. Mitzoyra me Uziyahu. There was a descendant of David and Shlomo called Uziyahu, who was generally a righteous person and generally an amazing warrior, strengthened there as you saw. But Uziyahu, the Ksivu b'cheskase, when he got very strong and very successful, Govan Liba, he became arrogant, Adla Hashlis, to cause destruction. By Yimal Mal Bashem Elikov, and he rebelled against Hashem. By Yahweh, Uziyahu decided that a man as great as me should be the Kohen Gadol. The problem with him being the Kohen Gadol, he's not even a Kohen. He's a descendant of David HaMelech. By Yahweh, Heichal Hashem, Lahakdir al HaMizbeach Ketores, Uziyahu came into the Heichal to bring Ketores. Uksiv, and it says, V'hatzoras Zorcha b'mitzchay. And the tzaras was shining on his forehead. So Uziyahu, a descendant of David and Shlomo, got the tzaras instead of Yoav's descendant. The next one is Machzik Bapelach. Somebody has to walk with a walking stick. So one of the kings who are descendants of David and Shlomo, named Asa, had this trouble with his feet that he had to use a walking stick. Diksiv Rakleisik Nosai, in the time of his old age, Cholo Esragov, he got sick with his feet. He got the sickness called Pudgiro. Omar Le Marzutra Bereid Rav Nachman, Rav Nachman, he says, hey, Chidomi, what kind of sickness is it? He says, it's Kimachat Bebosra Chai, like a needle in raw flesh. The Gemara asks, how does he know? Maybe he himself had the sickness, maybe he heard it from his teacher. Maybe Said Hashem Li Reyov, there's secrets of Hashem to those who fear him. We're still going through the curses that David had cursed Yoav, which now, because Shlomo is obeying David's instruction to have Yoav killed, all these curses, all these five curses, are switching to the descendants of David and Shlomo. Noifel Bacherev, one of the five curses was he should have descendants falling by the sword, and that happened to Yeshayahu. It says, Vayoiru Lamelech Yeshayahu, they shot at Yeshayahu. And Rabbi Yehuda Marav says that his body became kikvara like a sieve, because I think 300 arrows or so went through it. Yeshayahu, and he died a terrible death. And the last thing he said was, Tzadiku Hashem ki piyu morisi. Hashem is righteous because I have rebelled against him. Then the fifth curse was that from Yoav's descendants should come chasar lechem, somebody who is short of bread, has no food. And that was, again, it was switched to David and Shlomo's descendants, and their descendant named Yechonia was given this curse. As it says, his food was given to him permanently from Nebuchadnezzar, or more accurately, from Nebuchadnezzar's son, because even after Yechonia was in jail 37 years, but even after he was released from jail, he never had his own food. He always got from the king. Evil Meroidach, Nebuchadnezzar's son, provided him with food. He never was able to be financially independent again. And that's one of the five curses. Rav Yehuda says the name of Rav. Hainu de Omri Inshi, this is what people say. Tehelutah, it is better to be the one that is cursed than loy tehela ato, and don't be the one that curses. Rashi says, Noyach liyes min hamikulolim, it is better to be the victim of curse. And not to give curses. if you curse someone incorrectly, lo shuv el ha-mekalel, it goes back to the one that cursed. And here, David was right to curse and was right to have Yoav put to death, but he's wrong to do both, and Shlomi sees this. And therefore, the only way that Shlomi could fulfill the instruction of David was to take the curses on himself. Now we're going to go through, is Yoav guilty or innocent? Now, before Benayahu is going to have Yoav put to death, he says you can't just kill a person because David said. Benayahu brings Yoav and he judges him. And he says, I'm giving you a chance to defend yourself. Accusation number one is that you killed the general Avner. Omar Lay. So Benayahu says to Yoav, my taima katlasela Avner. Why did you kill General Avner? Omar Lay. So he says, what do you mean why I killed him? Goyal hadam da soil havoi. I was a goyal hadam of my brother Asoil. Just to know what's happening, and those who may not know Tanakh. Well, the story over there was that it was after the death of Shaul, and the Jewish kingdom split into two. Ishbosheth, the son of Shaul, was king over 11 tribes, and David was king over one tribe. And Yoav is the general of David's army, and Avner is the general of Shaul's army. And the two armies are marching, and one day they meet by a lake. And Avner suggests to Yoav, let's have the boys get up and see whose soldiers are stronger. And they were going to have a play fight. And play fights are very dangerous. I always tell my students that play fights are very dangerous. As we have this play fight, that 300 people got killed in. But anyway, the story over there was, it started with a play fight with rules. And it seems the rules weren't kept, and there were 12 people from each side, and more people moved in. By the end of the play fight, Avner's team had lost 300 men, and Yoav's team had lost, I believe, 19, plus Asoil. Now, Asoil was a very fast runner, and Asoil decided he was very upset at Avner for having started this play fight, which caused the death of 300 people. And Asahel decided to chase Avner and kill him. Now, Avner sees that Asahel is after him. And Avner really doesn't, Avner is a top warrior. He doesn't want to kill Asahel because he knows that if he kills Asahel, Asahel has two brothers, Yoav and Avishai. How's he going to face his brothers? So Asahel is chasing Avner, trying to kill him. And Avner tells Asahel, stop chasing me, because I'm going to have to stop and fight you and I'll kill you. It'll be bad for me and bad for you. I don't want to kill you because I don't want to have to face your brothers. And Asahel, and he says, why don't you better pretend that you were chasing one of the other boys and attack one of the boys and take his weapons, take his suit, take his helmet. Anyway, he says, so Asahel continues to chase Avner. And finally, Avner turns around and kills Asahel. Anyway, and that's why Yoav now feels that he is the Goyal Hadam. If somebody kills your brother, you have a right to kill your brother's murderer. And therefore, Yoav sees Avner as the murderer of his brother Asahel. And that's why he feels, I had every right, according to Halacha, to kill him. Amar Lei, he says, Goyal Hadam da Asahel Havoi. I was the Goyal Hadam of my brother Asahel. Avner killed my brother Asahel. I have a right to kill Avner. So Benayahu says, what do you mean? Asahel Reidif Hava. Asahel was chasing after Avner. Avner killed Asahel in self-defense. Amar Lei, so Benayahu says, Hoyaloi Lahatsiloi Be'echod Me'e Vodov. He could have saved him. Avner was an amazing warrior. He could have just wounded Asahel by knocking off his hand, his foot, and not killed him. Amar Lei, so Yoav says, Le'yochel Lei. Avner wasn't able. One second. So again, so Hoyaloi Lahatsiloi Be'echod Me'e Vodov. Asahel Avner should have just gotten rid of one of Asael's limbs, and because he didn't, therefore Avner is guilty for the murder of Asael, and Yoav has a right to kill Avner. Amar Leisa ben Yahu says, Le'yachele, Avner wasn't able to remove a limb. His life was in danger. He had to move fast. Amar Le. So Yoav answered, Avner wasn't able. He was very able. Amar Le Yoav. Yoav says back to ben Yahu, Hashta b'doifen chamishas. If he shot him, he cut him at the fifth rib, kineged tzela chamishi, which is a place that if you cut a person, he dies right away. Kivin lane, he got him exactly there. He struck him with the back of the spear on lachaimish. And Rabbi Yochanan says b'doifen chamishi, in the place where the moro and the kove, the liver and the gal, are hanging there. So he got a perfect go on the first shot. And he couldn't have gotten rid of one of his limbs. So therefore, Avner could have easily done this, and he didn't. And therefore, Avner had no right to kill Asael. And I, as a Goyal Adam, have every right to kill Avner. Anyway, step one of the Din Torah, and Benayo says, Yoav is right. He's a Goyal Adam. Avner had no right to kill Asael, and Yoav had a right to kill Avner. And first court case, he wins. Amar Leis ben Yahu says, Nezel Avner. Let's skip the judgment of Avner. As he says in Rashi, Dinay shel Avner poterat olav. As the judge, I am saying the killing of Avner, we are exempting you. You don't deserve a death penalty. Let's do the next one. My time of katlase la mosa. Why did you kill Amosa? Amar Leis, Yoav says, Amosa murdered Mimalchus Hava. Amosa was a rebel against King David. As it says, now the story over there was that it was after the rebellion of Avshalom, and David had given instructions not to kill Avshalom, and Yoav, against the instructions, when he was told that Avshalom, who was David's son, who had rebelled against him, had his mule had gone under a tree, and Avshalom had long hair, and he was hanging from the tree, and the mule went on, and some people came to Yoav, and they found Avshalom hanging, and Yoav had 10 of his people kill Avshalom. So David was very upset about this, and therefore he decided he doesn't want Yoav to be the general anymore, and he decided he's going to have Amos, who had been the general of Avshalom. But now after Avshalom is dead, that rebellion is over, and Amosa had rejoined David. Just to mention that we mention Amosa every Maitzei Shabbos in V'yitin Lecha, V'ruach Lofsha es Amosa Eroish Shalishim. But anyway, he says Amosa has rebelled against David because David told Amosa, gather me an army for 3 days, because at that time there was another Jew named Sheva ben Bichri, who after the rebellion of Avshalom, he said, who needs David? Who needs Avshalom? Who needs any of these? Let's just go independent of the kingdom of David. And Sheva ben Bichri was going to start another rebellion. And Amosa, David told Amosa to raise an army and fight Sheva ben Bichri. The king tells Amosa, Hazak li yasish Yehuda, Shleishas Yomim, gather me the people of Yehuda in 3 days. And Amosa went to gather the people of Yehuda. Vayoicher, he was late. So therefore, Amosa disobeyed David. Because Amosa disobeyed David, Amosa is a murdered by Malchus, and I had every right to kill Amosa. Okay, it is 8:50 already, so we're going to continue this next week. We're going to continue this subject and maybe start on something else, or maybe we'll have enough on this subject. If anyone has any questions or comments, I would love to hear from anyone.